Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey, everyone. This is Amy. Thanks so much for listening in today on the Sips of Sunshine podcast. It's been I always lose track of time. I don't know how long it's been since I recorded, maybe a couple weeks. I've been traveling a lot. I was in Puerto Rico and Nashville last week. I spoke at a conference in Puerto Rico and then flew straight from there to Nashville for a few days, mostly caught up with friends. I have a lot of friends who live in Nashville and had a couple of meetings. It was great. I love that town so much. And it's just been a really good couple of weeks. I feel like the energy in my apartment is good too. You know, going into fall and winter here in New York, I was a little bit worried about my apartment. It's a small studio and it has two huge windows. So I have a ton of sunlight, but it's still a smaller space. And it was just starting to feel, I don't really know how to explain it, just energetically, it was feeling a little stagnant. And so anyway, I got a couple of things. I got out my essential oil diffuser, which I love so much. And I actually love it so much that I got one for my office now. And I've been diffusing, mostly I do lavender and peppermint. Those are my two favorites. And that's just added such a calming element to my space. Of course, I always have a candle lit. And so that's great. And then, but I also, you know, I invested in a pretty decent air purifier. I think, you know, one of the things with a smaller space, but really any space, is the air quality. But especially in a smaller space like the kitchen, the bathroom, the living room, the bedroom, they're all so close. And I just felt like I would be sitting on my couch and I felt like I could smell the dishes in the sink and it was disgusting. So I don't know. It's cool though. And I would say if you are, I don't know, if you're having any issues with breathing in your home or any concerns with allergies, or if it just, if the energy in the air doesn't feel great, maybe check into a couple of these things. I have candles. I'm doing essential oils, just a really easy diffuser. And I have this air purifier. And my friend Michelle was the one who turned me on to the air purifier. So thank you, Michelle, for that. I really love it. But what that means is like, I like being home a little bit more. There's something about the air and the energy in the space that just feels good and better. So that's cool, right? So thanks for listening in today. I'm going to talk for a few minutes on a topic that I just did a blog post on that has gotten a lot of attention, and I feel like it's really connecting with a lot of people. The topic is, don't choose unhappiness over uncertainty. I thought of this topic because a lot of people in my life over the past year have done some really courageous, bold things. They've moved across the world. They've left a dangerous relationship. They've, started a company. And those kinds of things are so full of uncertainty. But they weren't really happy where they were, and they knew that they needed to make a change. And when I say unhappiness, I'm not talking, you know, it doesn't have to be the worst thing ever. You don't have to hate where you are to want to make a move. You don't have to hate whatever your situation is to want to step into the unknown and try something new. So when I say unhappiness, I think that can be on a sliding scale of this could be better, or I'm a little bit bored, all the way up to this is extraordinarily dangerous and I need to get out. So I'm going to start with a personal story. I feel like I've touched on this here and there over the past several months with this podcast, but I don't know that I've been really honest. And, you know, one thing I'm sensitive about with this podcast is kindness. I don't need or want to, you know, dig up a lot of old things, and I don't need to. But this is a topic that has really been on my heart and my mind. And as I've watched people make big, courageous moves and inspire me so much, it's also brought me back to a time when I didn't make the big, courageous move, and I wish I had. So when I was in my 20s, for those of you who are new to the Sips of Sunshine podcast, I'm 42 now. When I was in my 20s, I really wanted to move. I just wanted to quit my job, pack up my things, and move. I was living in Jacksonville, Florida, and working at a marketing agency. And it's not that my life was bad, but I just knew I was intended for more. I thought about moving all the time. I would make lists of cities I would move to. I still remember the list. It was like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Austin. It was kind of a random list. I think I'd only been to a couple of those cities. I just picked cities. I still remember I picked cities that were bigger than where I was, but it still felt like I could do it. Like at that time, I didn't think it was even possible to move to New York or LA or something. So, you know, I had this list of cities and I really wanted to move. But, you know, it was a different time. I mean, you guys, this was like, you know, between 15 and 20 years ago, the internet wasn't like it is today. It wasn't as easy to hop online and look for roommates or jobs or resources to do things like this. I thought I needed a lot of money to move. I was not well paid at all in my 20s. So I just didn't have any money. I mean, I was already living on a budget and didn't have a penny in savings. You know, it's funny. I wrote all of this in my blog about like the internet and my savings, and it's just excuses. I just didn't want it bad enough. I think anything in my life I've wanted bad enough, I did. But in this case, I think the unknowns, the uncertainty was scarier to me than the unhappiness. And I, again, I'm using the word unhappy a little bit. It's a strong word for how I was feeling, but I just knew that that wasn't where I was meant to be. So we stayed in Jacksonville for 15 years. I mean, you guys, this wasn't like a small decision where I maybe waited an extra year or two. I stayed in Jacksonville for 15 years. Like I actually have a really hard time even sort of wrapping my mind around that. And it's one of my biggest regrets. I feel like I robbed myself of so many things, life experiences, new friends, financial gain, the confidence that comes with taking risks and trying new things. And in the spirit of pure honesty, you know, I sometimes even wonder if my husband was in one of those cities. I wonder sometimes how at 42, I still haven't found someone that I wanted to marry or that wanted to marry me. And I slip into the story that if I had just moved in my 20s like I wanted to, he would have been there. He would have been in Austin or Chicago or Atlanta, you know. And I know it's just a story, but I'm just being really honest with you right now. I do think about that. And I see that girl. I literally see her sitting at her desk in Florida on her computer on monster.com, which was like the one website, I think, where you could like search a city and see what jobs were listed. I see that girl sitting there and I wish I could go back and whisper in her ear and I would tell her, Amy, you have every resource and talent and opportunity that anyone has. And in fact, you have more. You can do this. So you just need to make a plan and get out. I would have told her to do whatever she had to do, get a part-time weekend job and save like crazy to get that pile of money she needed to make the move, or quit her job and take a higher paying job for a year and save the money. Or to be honest, like ask your mother for a loan. My mom was so gracious and so generous and had the means. And if I had gone to her and said, Mom, I've got to move. I'm not happy. She would have loaned me the money to do it. Like, it's just so crazy. And I remember thinking about moving at that time and thinking, well, I don't have a job or an opportunity. I don't have the money to just do it and figure it out. And I would tell myself just these stories that, like, you're not going to be successful. You know, you're going to be alone, homeless, jobless. Like, it was crazy. I just didn't have the confidence to know that it would all be okay. And I wasn't there to tell that girl the truth. And so she sat alone in an office in Florida for 15 years wanting out. And she didn't have the life experience to know that things almost always turn out amazingly and she could do anything she set her mind to. And that the universe conspires daily for her success and happiness. I'm not mad at her. I was for a while. I worked through a lot of this with my life coach in our first months together. I had a lot of anger towards that young girl who just didn't know better. But I've forgiven her because she didn't know. And when you know better, you do better, as Maya Angelou says. And so, you know, the purpose of Sips of Sunshine is to take what I've learned over these years and share it with you. I know my listeners are all over the world and they're all ages. And I don't care where you are or how old you are when you're listening to this. I'm just taking my past experience and sharing it with you. And I wasn't there in Florida with that young girl to say these things to her and to tell her that it would be okay, but I'm here now. And so I'm telling you, and if you're listening to this podcast right now, and there is some part of your life that in some way feels stuck or misaligned or unhappy or downright dangerous and horrible, I want you to know something. You can do this. You will not be lonely, and you will not be homeless, and you will not be a failure. You know, I didn't tell anyone about my dreams of moving and starting over in a new city. I kept them to myself. And so I'm telling you, I want you to tell someone you trust and love. I want you to give this dream a voice. And I want you to write down a plan. And I don't care what this thing is. If you want to move apartments or cities or countries, if you need to end a relationship that isn't serving you anymore, or if you want to do something really brave and maybe start your own business or start a side business, or maybe there's just a passion in your heart that you've always felt like you were supposed to follow, but there was an uncertainty around it and you didn't know how or if it would be a success or, you know, where it fit into your life. So I'm going to say this. I want you to stop choosing unhappiness over uncertainty. I did that for way too many years, you guys. I was playing small and I was playing safe. And if you're listening to this right now and you're doing that thing we do, which is you're like, well, yeah, but if you hadn't lived in Florida, then you wouldn't have met your ex-boyfriend. And then you guys moved to California together where you got the job at JPR. And then you moved to, you know, New York. Look, I get it. Trust me, I live like this. This is where how my brain works. It's the dominoes. And I talk about the first domino effect all the time, that first domino affects the next and the next and the next. But I respectfully disagree. I think I can love the life I have right now and feel unbelievably blessed to be living in New York City in my dream street and my dream neighborhood, working at my dream job, traveling the world with the best friends and families and loved ones I could possibly ask for, and wish I had made a different choice 15 years ago. I mean that, and I'm going to say it again. I think they can coexist. You can love the life you have and also wish you had done things differently in the past. I don't live by the mantra of no regrets. I have regrets. I have a few really big ones, you guys. This is one of them. This is one of the, there's like three. If I had to pick three huge regrets in my life, one of them is a relationship I wish hadn't ended. One of them is a move I wish I had made. And one of them is a thing I wish I had said in the moment I should have said it that I didn't say. This is a big one. And I don't want you to look back days or months or years from now and regret any unhappiness that you're choosing over uncertainty. And don't say it's not a choice, because you know it is. With very few exceptions, whatever the thing is that's making you unhappy is a choice. So I'm going to say it again. Please don't choose unhappiness over uncertainty. I want you to know that you will be better off, because when you intentionally choose your path in life, the universe has no choice but to reward you big time. So that's your sip of sunshine for today. One of the missions of this podcast is to share my life lessons with you. And I hope that if there's anything that you want, but it feels uncertain, that you'll give it an extra look today. Or even if all you do is think about it or tell one person that it's on your mind or on your heart, that's a huge step forward. And if there's someone who needs to hear this message, then I would ask you to please share this podcast with them. That's what this is here for, is to share some wisdom and life experiences with the people I love so much. So thanks so much for listening, you guys. I've had just unbelievable feedback and private conversations and messages with so many of you. And thank you for sharing your stories with me. And I hope you will continue to. If you'd like to follow my blog, you can go to www.sipsofsunshine.com. You can sign up there, and every time I post a blog post, you'll get an email about it, so you don't have to remember to check the blog. I do post on social media as well, but you know how that is. We all don't see every post, so that's an easy way to stay up to date with it. And I want to thank you all, as always, for your time and love today, and wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I just want you to know that your life is meaningful and you are loved. And until next time, have a great day, everyone. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.